The Obama campaign appears to have succeeded largely through its appeal to the changing face of America. Just over 50 million Hispanics live in the United States, and statistics suggest another 50,000 will become eligible to vote every month over the next two decades. Despite a concerted effort to attract the Latino vote, Mitt Romney is said to have received only 27% support. One senior Republican has admitted the party is too old and too white and too male. Our correspondent Johnny Diamond is in Boston. He examines how the race was won.
Early on Tuesday night, as the results pointed to a Republican defeat, a conservative commentator complained, "The white America is now the minority. It's not," he said, "a traditional America anymore." Change is at the heart of the Republican failure, the pace of change in the American electorate, and the Republicans' failure to change with it. Barack Obama's victory is impressive. Only one of the states that the Republicans needed to take changed hands. But Mitt Romney's core problem was not that he failed to take swing states. It was that he had such a high electoral hurdle to vault in the first place. The Republicans turned the south of the country their way in the 1960s by appealing to a white voter increasingly unhappy with civil rights reforms and the Democratic stance on social issues. That southern strategy was successful when they could also contest and win states on the coast and the Midwest. But those states are more and more firmly Democratic. Because of a hostile stance towards immigration, Republicans have failed to win over the fastest growing section of the American electorate, Hispanics. They have almost no support now amongst African Americans. Republican strategist Soren Dayton worked on John McCain's campaign in 2008.
I think we have not understood the lesson that George Bush tried to teach us in 04 when he got 44% of the Latino vote. Had Romney gotten John McCain levels of support from Latinos, Mitt Romney would be president.
The electoral map of America is Republican red in the middle, Democratic blue at the edges. With the exception of Texas, the vast majority of the American population lives on the coasts and in the Midwest. That electorate is increasingly well-educated, ethnically diverse, and progressive on social issues. The Republicans appeal to a diminishing section of the American people. National office will elude them if they do not change.
It was a bad night for two of the more